The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. With the baptism of our Lord, we conclude the Christmas season, and tomorrow we enter into what is called ordinary time, which we should live with extraordinary holiness, I hope, until Lent, which is very late this year. Actually, Lent is on my birthday, no? Well, more or less my birthday. I don't have a birthday this year because it falls every 4 years, no, but more or less, March 1st, okay? So, baptism of our Lord, we conclude the Christmas season, and there's so much that can be said on this, but I'd like to focus on just one idea, and it's our own baptism. We were all baptized. Do you know the day you were baptized? March 25th. The Annunciation, that was my baptism in Detroit, Michigan, 1956. So that's a very important day for me, March 25th, because it's the Annunciation, but it's also the day in which I was baptized. My focus will be this, by means of inviting you all to thank God for your baptism. Have a litany of thanksgiving for your baptism. Because our baptism was a pure, gratuitous gift from God. None of us merited it. None of us, unless we were adults, I think most of us were baptized when we were infants, a pure gift from God. And thanks be to God for good for Catholic parents. So let's go through all the graces that you receive, the gifts you receive, on the day of baptism, and spend some time today thanking God for all these many gifts. Now, many of these gifts that were received, I can give you an analogy, were like seeds planted in a garden. Did any of you ever do garden work? Do any of you know what a garden is? We live in Hawaiian gardens, you should, right? I have good and bad memories of gardens. The bad memory is that my mom had a garden and I had to do the dirty work of pulling out the weeds. And I didn't like that. But the good memory is that in time, tomatoes and flowers and tulips and roses and beautiful flowers would eventually blossom, and I was indirectly responsible for the beauty of that garden. But the key is this. My mom planted the seeds, but the garden had to be watered. What would happen if it were not watered? The plants would wither and die. Okay? You don't have to be a professional gardener to know that. You know? They would wither and they would die. This analogy is given by Teresa of Avila. Your soul is like a garden. Your soul is like a garden. And the seeds that were planted, those flowers, those tulips, those tomatoes, They have to be cultivated. So all that I'm going to tell you right now, all these virtues, they're planted, but they have to be cultivated. Otherwise, what happens, they're going to be stultified, they're going to be stagnant, they could wither, and then they could die. So it's a lifelong process that we have to constantly be cultivating the garden of our soul, pulling out the weeds. So let's just go through what happened the day of our baptism. Saturday baptized some of these little babies, no? And usually the parents and godparents don't have the foggiest idea of what happened spiritually when I was baptized. I was aware of it, but I don't think they have the foggiest idea of what happened. That's why they'll baptize when they're 1 or 2 or 3 years old. Because if we really understood what happens in baptism, we would do what happened with John the 23rd, was baptized the same day he was born. Okay? Pope John the 23rd. Many saints are baptized within 24 hours or 48 hours. Okay, so first, let's start with a negative. We're all born with original sin except Mary and Christ. Baptism washes away original sin. So with baptism, you were born with a dirty soul. You ever think about that? We're born with a dirty black soul. It's ugly. That's original sin. Baptism washes it clean and your soul becomes as white as the snow. Now Californians, you've never seen snow, but you know what it is, right? Okay? Maybe you've seen some movies. No? I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. No? You're going to be dreaming in LA, huh? But I've seen white snow. It's beautiful. You go to bed, there's no snow. You wake up and your lawn is blanketed with this beautiful white snow. It's gorgeous. So your soul becomes white as the snow. Then you receive gifts. You ready? The theological virtues. What are those, Father? You should know them by now. What are the theological virtues? Tell me them. You got it. Faith, hope, and charity. But these virtues have to be cultivated. They have to be cultivated, otherwise they're just there. You know, there, and Thomas Aquinas uses Aristotle to say act and potency. They have to be, they have the potential of really growing, but they have to be worked upon. What else? The moral virtues. Do you know the moral virtues? I've taught you. Or the cardinal virtues, the hinge virtues. Hello? No one home today? Okay, let's wake up, okay? It's still, it's 8:30 almost, let's wake up, okay? Now, piety is not one, okay? It would be justice, let's do it in order, temperance, prudence, and Popeye, no, okay, no, fortitude. Those are the moral virtues, you should know those. New Year's proposal, I will study the moral virtues of Thomas Aquinas, okay? Then you receive the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? Maybe some of you thought, no, no, those come along when I'm confirmed. Wrong. Wrong. They're fortified in confirmation. You got them when you're baptized. Let's see if we can name them. 3, perfect the intellect. And the other, 4th perfects the intellect and the will. And the other 3 perfect the will. Let's go through the ones that perfect the intellect. We want our intellect to be perfected, right? We should all pray for a keen mind. Oh boy, I pray for that often. A keen, penetrating intellect. like Aquinas, like Augustine, like Alphonsus, like Teresa of Avila, these keen intellects. They are. What's the greatest would be? Wisdom. Understanding. Knowledge. Counsel. Okay, those perfect the intellect. Counsel perfects the intellect as well as the will. Then? Fortitude. Piety. And fear of the Lord. Those are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Even good practicing Catholics who go to Mass every day don't know the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but we should know those. Because our holy, you know, our holiness depends upon these gifts being active in our lives. You want to become a saint? Depends on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the sanctifier. And these gifts have to be activated. And Thomas Aquinas says, temptations can be so powerful, impetuous, that if the gifts do not kick into gear, you're going to fall into mortal sin. That's Thomas Aquinas for you. So these gifts are very important to avoid sin and to live a life of holiness. Okay, now, what else? When you're baptized on Saturday, my friends, I did 4 exorcisms. Did I scare you? So some of you are trembling, huh? I did 4 exorcisms. Do you know that there are minor exorcisms and major exorcisms? Every time we do a baptism, there are minor exorcisms. So a baby that is not baptized is under the dominion of Satan. Oh! That'll scare some people into getting their kid baptized, huh? Maybe not the best motive, no? They're under the dominion of the enemy. That's why in the baptism, before the baby is baptized, the priest does an exorcism. I see a shocked look on your face, but that's true. Also with baptism, you enter into a new family. That is called the Catholic Church. With baptism also, you have a right to inherit eternal life. That's huge. That means with baptism, if you live out your baptism, you can go where? To heaven. And if you read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it says that the baptism is the gateway to the church. It's the gateway to the church as well as the other sacraments. If you don't receive baptism, you can't receive any of the other sacraments. Do you know that? No? Now you know it. You cannot receive any other sacrament if you don't receive baptism. So the sacrament that is greatest is the Eucharist, but the sacrament that's most necessary is baptism. See the difference? Because Jesus says to Nicodemus, John chapter 3, unless a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. John chapter 3 in the discourse with Nicodemus. Unless a man be born of water and the Holy Spirit, what's that? Baptism. He cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay, I've left the best for last. I've talked about a lot of virtues, but the most important is this. When you're baptized, you enter into a personal, profound relationship with 3 persons. This is the most important. I've left the most important for last. All the other virtues are important. What I'm saying now is far more important than all I've said so far. You enter into the personal, deep relationship with 3 persons. I think you know who they are. Hello? You got it. A plus. Okay? You got it. So you become Listen to this. You become a son or daughter of God the Father. You become a brother or sister to Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit becomes your best friend. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. You become a son or daughter to God the Father. What dignity? Jesus Christ. If anyone ever asks you, do you have an older brother? I say, yes, Dr. Michael and Jesus Christ. I've got two older brothers. And that's true. Proud of both of them, but especially Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my older brother. And my friends, we're never alone because Jesus is our best friend, because the Holy Spirit is our best friend. We're never alone. You should never say I'm alone or lonely, because you have the divine Trinity living within your soul. And finally, Mary. You become a son or daughter of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because Jesus is the head of the church, Mary his mother. That means Mary is your mother now and for all eternity. So it's a day of great joy. It's a great day of joy. So spend some time thanking God for your baptism. And every time you make the sign of the cross, and better yet, make it with holy water. Okay? Make it with holy water. Every time you make the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're calling the day of your baptism. You're calling your dignity. And you're thanking God because through baptism, you became son and daughter of God the Father, brother or sister of Jesus Christ, and you've entered into a deep friendship with the Holy Spirit. So let's ask Mary today to give us the grace to be thankful for the baptism that we've received and to live it up to the fullest. And to live it out to the fullest means that all of us are called to become great saints. Amen.